Helen Shield on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Now, if you're on social media, you're scrolling, you see a post from someone on there putting a simple request out to make some new friends. Would you consider that? Would you consider messaging them and then meeting up with a complete stranger to see if there's a bit of friendship chemistry between you? Braving that first date experience? The whole, I'll be wearing a yellow cardigan. And at the end of it, want to do this again? These two are well beyond their first friendship date now. Christy Cooper and Amanda Gill. Hello.
Hi.
Christy, what did you post online?
I was at a bit of a low point. I'd been in Tasmania for 3 years. I hadn't really had any friendships that had worked out. And thought, oh, I'm just going to put it out there. Most of the women I was meeting were married or had little kids, and I'm single with much older kids, so I wanted to be able to do lots of things and people just weren't available. So I just put it out there on social media and said, any single women in their 40s want to meet up, go dancing, go hiking. And
because there's a lot of stuff that's fun, but not as much fun to do by yourself.
No, really not. I don't like to go out dancing on my own.
Amanda, what do you remember thinking when you saw that message pop up?
It took a lot of courage for me to start scrolling through Facebook, I have to be honest, to look for friends.
Right.
Because I didn't really have any and I was just newly separated from my husband and, yeah, I wanted to reach out and meet some new friends. And so I started looking and I joined a girls group on Facebook and I actually saw it through a secondhand post and Christy had actually written the post many weeks before and I thought, she's probably already met people or whatever. So I just wrote a little thing and pressed send and I didn't really expect anything, but she wrote back straight away and seemed up for meeting for coffee and that's what we did.
What's the worst that can happen? What are you risking if you put yourself out there like that?
Oh, that there's just no chemistry and you walk away, you've had a coffee and been out for a while, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Move on.
What did you see as a risk?
I guess for me it was just a confidence thing to have to actually get up and go out and meet a stranger and then try and make that small talk and see if you actually like each other. Mm. I suppose it's a bit different when you're in your 40s meeting new people for the first time in the hopes you both are there in the hopes that you'll be friends coming out of it. But yeah. I don't know, it's weird. But
it's exactly like dating, just minus one element.
That's right.
Yes, we were both extremely nervous.
All the same apart from that.
Yeah, exactly.
How long did you chat online before you met up?
No, just that one time.
We just organised it. Yeah, we just jumped into it.
Yeah, straight away, let's meet for coffee, not muck around.
Well, that's what they say about online dating, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Meetups sooner rather than later, so you know if there's any.
Oh, I was too nervous. If it had been backwards and forwards for a while, I probably would have talked myself out of it.
Yeah.
So it was just like, do you want to go for a coffee on Tuesday? Sure, this time.
And how did you know how to spot each other at the coffee shop?
We met at Lauderdale Beach, so we just met there and we already been for the coffee, so we just met there and so we kind of knew what to expect.
Wasn't
it was
a lot
like,
of people
hi,
around,
are you Christy? Yep, I'm Amanda. That kind of thing.
And how easy was it to talk?
For us, it was pretty easy. We just started chatting, a little bit of small talk in the beginning, but then we kind of just delved straight into our histories. And we're actually talking about it today. I think for both of us, if we look at it deeper, we were needing to unload on someone maybe. And because of our stories are both quite heavy, I think if either one of us wasn't ready for that, we needed that other person to walk away straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, we really needed to get that out straight away so we both knew where we were coming from and then we just connected over our shared traumatic histories.
But what a relief to find somebody who could carry that with you.
Exactly. Instead of the normal small talk, you know, how's the weather and, you know, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
We seriously just blurted out all our horrible histories in one walk on the beach. We went very deep. Straight away, it was like either you can handle this or you can't. So if you can't handle it, let's figure it out right now.
Mm.
And we both put everything on the table in one walk.
What were the chances that the first person that you would try to connect for friendship with online, that it would be such a perfect fit?
Yeah.
I don't know what the chances are.
No.
It's worked out well.
Yeah. Wow. And at the end of that, was it just a given that you would meet up again?
I'll get,
I think so, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm.
And how long's it been now?
Just over a year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride of adventure, I will say. Yeah.
And at what point did this turn into an art project you were going to create together?
Well, I was coming out of a breakup. I don't know if that's what you would call it, but I was going through a thing with a guy who I had to get a restraining order against because he just wouldn't leave me alone. And we went for a hike because we really got into hiking, and I had a bit of a low moment where Chrissy just said to me, this is your chance to get back to doing what you want to do. What is it that you want to do? And I just said, oh, well, I've always wanted to write a book about all my infertility stuff, and I'd already started it. And she said, well, now's the time to get back into that. And I said, well, I actually really want to follow that up with a photo book of some description. And Christy just looked at me
tears.
And burst into tears, and we just had a moment where she said, that's what I've always wanted to do. But
I've always wanted to photograph women and tell their stories through my photos, and that was my passion in life, but I'd never wanted to share it with anyone because I wasn't really sure of how it would work or how I do it, because my images in my head were very different than what you'd normally expect, and I didn't know how people would perceive that.
Oh, they're going to think so I'm a bit freaky.
Yeah, so I'd never actually really told anyone, but when she said that, I burst into tears, and I knew she would be accepting of that because I knew of her past, she knew of my past, and it was one of those life-changing moments where we both just went, let's do it.
Yep.
It's become the We Are Enough art project. Where's it up to now?
We're nearly at the three digits in photographing people. Yep. We're aiming to photograph 1,600 altogether. We're trying to get on the road right now. We're trying to get funding and sponsorship. We're applying for arts grants. We want to travel Australia, photograph so many women. We've got that many contacting us. I had to give up my job and I'm doing it full time.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just in front of the laptop all day long replying to the most amazing women.
Hmm. And do women know before they get in touch what the setup of the photos is?
Yes. We haven't released the actual photos. Like, we can show you one now.
We're happy to show you one.
But how would you describe that?
So we have a little thing that we send all the women when they get in touch. So we have our Facebook page, and it's kind of on there. There's little pieces of our photos on there, little photos that kind of give it away what we're kind of doing. And then once they contact us and let us know that they're interested, we send them a whole information thing that tells them exactly what we want from the photos. And they have ample opportunity to join or not join. And if they want to go ahead, then we book them in a time slot for their photos. And then when they come for their session, we show them our photos and some of the photos of the participants that have been happy for us to do that. And even at that point, we still give them opportunity to leave if they want to leave. But no one has yet.
No one has. Everyone that sees them goes, oh, hell yes, I'm doing that.
We're making it sound very mysterious.
We are.
Do you want to give some more information away, or do you want people to go and look rather than
no, we're happy to.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's the setup of the photos?
So what we did was we sat down and wrote down our stories and the words that had been said to us to make us feel less than enough. So all the words that we've ever heard from people that have hurt us in a particular way, or scenarios that have hurt us in a particular way. And then we got naked and we wrote those words all over our bodies. We covered the important bits, and then we put enough tape over our mouths because we feel like as women in the society we often can't talk about some of these issues that affect us every day, and then we took photos of us in that way. And that's what we're asking.
And are you getting all kinds of ages and bodies and experiences?
Yes, our oldest participant was 75.
Yep.
We are actually quite proud that there are lots of women out there that are willing to come in a little tiny pair of knickers with their nipples covered and let us write on them and take their photo.
Yep.
The photos are meant to be confronting, though. They're meant to start a conversation. We want a giant wall with 1,600 images of women with their horrific stories written all over them. We want people to walk in and the impact to hit them and them go, oh, my God, what are we doing? Mm. Why is this happening? How can we change it? Mm. We want the conversation to start.
Mm. And it was when we did our photos, it was so healing for us. The actual writing of it, then the taking of the photos, and then the washing of it away. We just felt so empowered afterwards that feeling is what we want to give to all women, that any women that feel like that they want to come and have this experience, and that's what we want to provide for them, that chance to have someone listen and hear them and then write their stuff on their bodies and then be able to wash it away at the end. It's one of our participants actually said that when she saw the words washing away, it was like washing away the trauma. And so for her, it was amazingly healing. And that's what we want to offer to every woman that wants to participate.
Christy Cooper and Amanda Gill, thank you so much. The We Are Enough Art Project. Finding them on Facebook is probably the simplest way to track down more if you're interested to be part of it.